W 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Cleanup and planning on how to rebuild is going on in several states after dozens of tornadoes this weekend. Commending officials for moving everyone out of the local high school before a twister tore through. Visiting Wynn, Arkansas, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Had they not evacuated and gotten students out of this building as quickly as they did, I think we'd be looking at a very different situation.
Tonight's nearly all evening tornado watch has been expanded, covering parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana. Gasoline prices could go up after Saudi Arabia and other major oil producers of the OPEC cartel today announced unexpected oil production cuts. Energy Department analyst Tom Closa.
This is probably worth another $3, $4, or $5 a barrel on the price of crude, and that means higher prices for gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, you name it.
An explosion that tore through a cafe in Russia's St. Petersburg today killed a well-known military blogger and supporter of the war in Ukraine. This is ABC News. It could have been worse than just getting plastered with dairy, says ABC's Lama Hassan.
Caught on camera, two women in Iran were attacked with yogurt in a supermarket for not wearing a hijab and covering their hair. According to Iranian law, women must cover their hair in public.
There have been some sometimes violent protests for months in Iran against the religious law. A newly released recording of the moment a skier saw a man's snowboard sticking out of the snow, with the snowboarder having wiped out and was completely buried in snow, head down, feet up, and the skier going in to rescue him on Washington State's Mount Baker.
You all right? Okay, you're good. You're good, I got you. You okay? Can you breathe?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. We're both going to catch our breath for a sec. I'm going to help dig you out, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Happened last month. The skier Francis Zuber had a helmet cam recording everything. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else. It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin. Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station. Streaming on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Kripescast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rocker, who is in the Devil's Lair tonight?
Rob Too Sick Charlie plays the cigar box guitar, a once-forgotten instrument of American blues and roots music. His music has been described as traditional upper Midwestern cigar box guitar roots music. Born in Nassau, Blue Chevy Bel Air on the outskirts of Belleville, Illinois, Too Sick Charlie performed on the Mississippi River Medicine Show circuit for several years before transitioning into a practice of medicine. After developing various snake oil curses for ailments that proved unfounded but very, very profitable, he made his way to Madison, where he lives a quiet, ascetic life of medical study, songwriting, and robustly varied acquiescence to almost constant temptation. Oh, boy. We are here in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, with Too Sick Charlie. Too Sick, welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Man, thanks so much for having me, you guys. Great to be here.
Wow. So that was a mouthful. For our listeners who may not be familiar with Too Sick Charlie, give us a little backstory. That intro raised more questions than it answered.
Well, I did that because the reality is quite boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a self-taught musician. I was a physician. I didn't think people really cared to hear about that. So I decided to blend a little bit of the reality medicine with a little bit of the fantasy medicine show. I'm a big fan of medicine show music. We'll play some of it later tonight.
Oh, excellent.
So I wanted to kind of weave that in and make a little story that put a smile on people's faces. You know, I take my music very seriously. Don't take myself very seriously.
How long ago was it that you started playing?
I played various guitars, different styles of guitars, probably 30, 40 years ago, but graduated to cigar box guitars, actually due to an injury. I couldn't play a regular six-string guitar anymore.
Oh, wow.
But given the smaller fretboard and dimensions of a cigar box guitar, I could play it without pain. So I just kind of went in. And I fell in love with the instrument. I mean, it's three strings. It's very unorthodox. And it's a labor of love because no one writes songs for three-string cigar box guitars. You have to take what's there and figure out how to make it work on three strings.
Now, you used to build your own guitars, if I remember correctly.
I tried once, and it just was pretty ugly.
Yeah?
Yeah. So if I continued doing that, I wouldn't have any fingers left. So I have friends that build very good guitars, including the one I have tonight.
And tell us about the guitar that you're going to play for us tonight.
This is built by my friend in Destin, Florida, Rob Robel, who's been building probably about 5 or 6 years now, and he's a master craftsman. This is a TAA cigar box, an 18... What is that? An 18th, 481 TAA cigar box guitar, or cigar box that he made into a guitar. So it's like a full.
So it was like a real cigar box.
Yeah,
there
real
were
cigar
once
box.
Real yep. cigars
real
in
cigars
that box.
In there. Yep, yeah. So, and the best thing about a cigar box guitar is there's no rules. I mean, it's wonderful. You can tune it any way you want. You can play it any way you want. I started out with classical guitar, and that's all about rules.
Yeah,
medicine's all about rules, and this was just a perfect fit for just the opposite of what you are doing most of your life.
So it set you free.
It set me free.
Nice. Well, let's get to some live music with Two Sick Charlie in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called All Messed Up and Down.
Yeah.
Tell us why you chose this song.
This is my opener. I always like to play the song first. I first heard it from an English group called The Discoveries. It was pretty much a rockabilly tune, and I decided to kind of give it a little more blues feel, kind of a John Lee Hooker feel, and rearrange the song a bunch too. It just kind of fit my liking. So it's, you know, it's basically, as you see on American Bandstand, you know, it's got a good beat, easy to dance to. It's a 10.
All right. Two Sick Charlie, right here in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group.
That's the three strings. It's tuned GDG, open chord.
Will you treat me like a country clown?
There he is, 2-6 Charlie on Max Inc. Radio.
Wow, that's pretty cool. You know, I have to take a moment. We were talking about your guitar, but the last time we had you on the Devil's Lair, you were sitting on a suitcase with a bass drum pedal that was tapping the suitcase, and you had some funny. Now you're using these really high tech drum pedals,
right?
Tell us about the evolution of the drummer.
Yeah.
Give the drummer some.
Give the drummer some. You got to love it. Got to love it. Yeah, I mean, even my drummer shows up for time for practice. I love it. You know?
And never late.
Never late. Yeah, I started out with a suitcase guitar. I mean, it had a great vibe, great sound. But quite frankly, over time, being on uneven surfaces and stages, I almost did some face plants while performing. So I started to have to rethink things. And secondly, playing at heel. With your heels instead of like a drummer would normally, play their toes.
Because you were playing the bass pedal backwards, right? Suitcase you were sitting on.
Yeah, which really limited what you could do as a drummer. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to kind of take my drumming, if I may, to another level with different double beats, syncopated beats, and you can do that sitting forward. If you get your body to do it.
yeah. And so you got a drum thrown, too.
You got a drum thrown, man. I'm really coming up in the world.
Nice. 2-6, last time we had you on the show, you were the 2021 Paramount Blues Challenge winner.
Right.
And you were on your way to compete in the 2022 International Blues Challenge. Tell us about your competitive pursuits.
Yeah. Well, I don't actually like to compete too much when it comes to music. I mean, everybody's music is wonderful in their in its own way, and having judges say one is better than the other kind of rankles me a bit, especially when the Russian judges are there. So, but that was a wonderful opportunity to go to Memphis, play on Beale Street, which is a dream, the heart of the blues music scene in this country, and met some great people, some wonderful musicians, made some friends. It was just a blast. I got to play my show at Jerry Lee Lewis's Cafe and Honky Tonk.
Oh, wow.
Which is just...
What was that like?
It was just amazing. Just an amazing place to be. I mean, it really didn't sink in until I was done.
What was there that was like really Jerry Lee Lewis? Did they have some of his stuff or piano or
no,
some of his clothes?
Yeah, exactly. There were a bunch of teenage girls. There really wasn't too much of him there anymore. It used to be his, and it's kind of kept the name and evolved on its own. So, but that was just wonderful. Now, this is I just like to play where I can get shows and like to play in festivals. We're in New Orleans in January for the New Orleans Cigar Box Festival, which is probably the most prestigious international cigar box festival in the country, or in the world, actually. So playing there was just a treat. We were at the New Orleans Jazz Museum, and on the third floor of that, they have a professional sound studio and performance area, and it was just killer.
Wow.
Just wonderful. Great time there. It was a wonderful experience. And, having drum pedals makes travel a lot easier.
Yeah, I bet.
They fit in the suitcase.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you still have the suitcase.
Yeah,
it just carries the drum pedals.
Exactly,
now.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's it. I mean, I'm playing all the drums. I mean, these aren't pre-recorded drum tracks or, electronic beats. It's
you're a one-man band.
I'm a one-man band. My brain is wired very funny.
Well, tell us about your dark side, Dr. Hyde. So all jokes aside, though, tell us about being an MD and you left the medical field to play blues. I mean,
I retired. Let's
you
say
know,
that.
A lot of people would say, well, you went to medical school and the Jewish mothers out there are rolling over backwards.
No, it was time to retire. I put in several decades of work, and you get to a moment in medicine where you just know, I can't do this anymore. I've done enough, and it's time for someone else to step in for me. So I decided to, was dabbling with my music before that, and I decided to go all in because I really didn't want to get down the road and say, I wish I'd done this or I wish I'd tried. It's like, why not now? If not now, never.
Wow. That's a great inspiration. Well, let's hear another song.
Yeah.
By 2-6 Charlie, who is live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Aaron Weber Group. 2-6, this next song is one of your originals, and it's called No Love. Tell us about this song before you play.
Yeah, I'm not the greatest and most prolific songwriter. I mean, you know, I don't sit down and write songs. You know, Prince did that.
Yeah.
For most of us, songs just kind of come to you and pop in your head. And this is one that just popped in my head one day and boom, it was there.
Nice when that happens.
Yeah, really, really is. I like to call it, it's a hill country stomp style from the kind of North Mississippi hill country blues, which is a very hypnotic, boogie, rhythmic type of music. I call it, in some ways, it's like the Ramones of blues music. Very simple, very straightforward, but man, it just sounds so good.
I like it.
So that, you know, I can't really say much else about this song on the advice of my attorneys. So,
all right.
Well, this is called No Love.
No Love. This is Two Sick Charlie live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Baby, what you trying to do? Baby, what you trying to do? Other men been calling you. Baby, what you trying to do? Don't you tell me about no love. Don't you tell me about no love. What's that cheating sound? Baby, what's that cheating sound? Other men been coming round. Baby, what's that cheating sound? Don't you tell me about no love. What you trying to do? Baby, what you trying to do? Other men been holding you. Baby, what you trying to do? Don't you tell me about no love. You tell me about no love. Don't you tell me about no love.
Two Sick Charlie on Max Inc. Radio.
All right. Rob.
Yeah.
We're here right now in the Devil's Lair with Two Sick Charlie.
And it's all brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group.
And so Two Sick Charlie, tell me about the name Two Sick Charlie. Where does that come from?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Well, my girlfriend and I have a favorite movie, Some Like It Hot. Marilyn Monroe, Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon. It's a classic. And the mobster in the beginning who gets killed is called Toothpick Charlie.
Ah.
So we decided to do a one-off on that and make it Two Sick Charlie. And secondly, I have a very long German name that just really doesn't work in music.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it came from that movie. We just was watching it one day, and I said, oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
And why did you pick, you know, this flavor of blues? Like, what drove you into this style of music as opposed to maybe, you know?
Yeah, I kind of alluded to that before. The Hill Country Blues are very simple music, very powerful. You know, it's like the Ramones, which that's what people loved about the Ramones, right? I mean, how many guitar solos did they play in their career?
Yeah.
One. So, yeah. And Hill Country Blues is like that. It's hypnotic boogie, you know, based, very drum based, particularly snare drum.
Where did you get introduced to this style of music?
You know, I don't remember the first time I stumbled across it, but it just hit me. It's like, you know, I grew up in the Midwest, and in the Midwest, it's Chicago blues and pretty much nothing else.
Right.
And I liked other styles of blues, like East Coast Piedmont style, which is kind of a ragtime blues. But when I first heard this one, it was like, where has this been all my life? It was just, it just connected in a very kind of a primitive way. It's like, this is it. This is the music I want to play.
It's calling you.
It called me.
Well, we can see you around Wisconsin this summer. Let's start with the Beer Rock on Madison's north side on April 15th.
Awesome place.
let's see, you can get, what do they have there?
The
pasties?
Beer Rock. The Beer Rocks. That's German for pasty.
German for pasty.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great food.
I did not know that. That's a new little bit of trivia. Yep. I got to get in there. It's right over on my side of town.
Yep, off Sherman.
May 3rd, you're at the Tasting Room in Monona.
Awesome.
The Tasting Room is a cigar bar. Are you going to be there collecting empty boxes to make future guitars?
I was eyeing them last time. They had a stack against the wall, and I'm picking one out.
Yeah?
You don't have to pay me. Just give me an empty box.
How is it playing in the Tasting Room?
How is it playing there?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a wonderful place. It's outside, usually on the patio. People are wonderful. I've just had a blast. I've got 3 shows there this year, so I'm very, very excited about that.
Well, let's get back to live music with Two Sick Charlie in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. This song is a Piedmont blues song. It's called Every Day of the Week. It's by Pink Anderson. Who is Pink Anderson, and why did you choose this song?
Pink Anderson is one of my favorites. he played medicine show circuits for most of his career, and only until the latter part of his life did he play regular venues and record his music, fortunately. But Piedmont blues is kind of a ragtime blues, and Pink was just so unique. He was from Spartanburg, South Carolina, and the music I call it medicine show hokum. Mm. And hokum is basically the blending of sexual innuendos and humor, and that's what this music was about. When medicine shows were circling the country, they'd pull into town and drop a stage, and they'd have carnival acts and musicians come out and play. And between the acts is when the sellings happened for the snake oils and the love potions and cure-alls. So Pink was part of that circuit. And
that's where the medicine part comes.
That's where the medicine part comes. I truly treasure Pink's music, and that's why I wanted to do the song. It's ragtime and blues, or Piedmont blues on the Scarbox guitar is not for the faint of heart. It's just not what the guitar is built for, the way it's tuned and set up. So I'm very... actually very proud of this song because I pulled it together.
Well, let's hear it. Every Day of the Week by Pink Anderson. This is Two Sick Charlie in the Devil's Lair.
Yeah, I guess the other thing too, probably should mention, is everybody knows Pink by his name but not his music, because he's the Pink of Pink Floyd.
I was, you know, I was kind of wondering.
He's the Pink. They loved him.
Wow. Very interesting.
We got some relax. I think we're good.
this morning. Clock said 4:30. Should've heard my baby saying, Daddy, please don't go. Leave me be, little woman. God knows I got to go. Had the blues so long, it made my poor heart so. If you got one woman, better get you five. Cause two may leave you and the other three, they may die. Got me a Monday, Monday woman. She works on 4th of May. Got a Tuesday woman, she gives me her spare change. Got a Wednesday, Wednesday woman, she gives me a whiskey and beer. Got a Thursday woman, raise hell if she catch me here. Got a Friday, Friday woman, she don't treat me right. Got a Saturday woman, she keeps me up all night. Got a Sunday, Sunday woman, she leaves me alone to sleep. By now you know I got a gal for every day of the week. This morning, what you reckon on my mind? Told my baby she better spare me some time. If you got one woman, better get you five. Cause two may leave you and the other three, they may die.
Sick Charlie on Max Inc. Radio. More live stuff coming up right after this.
CBS News Brief. Preparing to defend ex-President Trump Tuesday afternoon in a courtroom in New York City, Attorney Joe Tacopina tells ABC's This Week.
Anyone other than Donald Trump would not have been prosecuted for this ridiculous factual scenario.
The actual details of which are not known, even to Trump's lawyers, since Trump's criminal indictment is sealed, expected to be made public at that Tuesday arraignment. Also on ABC, ex-Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson urging a wait-and-see approach to the Trump case, but calling on Trump to drop out of the GOP presidential race, which he is entering.
And I'm convinced that people want leaders that appeal to the best of America and not simply appeal to our worst instincts.
A rare thing these days, Secretary of State Blinken spoke with his Russian counterpart, seeking the release of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkowitz. Melvin Goodman is with the Center for International Policy.
I don't think the call will mean anything in terms of moving this issue in a more moderate or saner direction, and that's unfortunate.
CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local civic media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomb Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomb Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Plow. It's Bomb Blastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music, and you're listening to The Devil's Lair. Brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find out more at movetomadison.com.
Rob, we're here talking with 2-6 Charlie in the live in the Devil's Lair. And we were talking about seeing 2-6 Charlie around this summer, May 13th. You're at the Grey Dog Deli in Mineral Point.
Yep.
Now, that sounds like a great place to eat.
Right?
It is. It's fabulous. They've had some problems with COVID, and they're getting back into live music this year, so I'm just so excited to go back again. I've played there several times.
Is this outdoor or inside?
It's indoor.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Then June 3rd, you're going to be at the Farley Center in Verona. What's up with the Farley Center?
They have a summer concert series. And I played a show there last fall, and they asked me to come back for their summer concert series. I'm very, very excited. It's at the Farley Center, which is just outside of Verona. Beautiful outdoor setting in a valley. I'm pumped.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I have to look that one up.
Yeah.
Then June 11th. You are at the Capital Speed Cruising in Marshall.
Oh, man.
Is that a car show?
In a way, it is. Capital Speed is just wonderful. It's a brand new bar. Opened up last year. I was their first band they had there last year, so it was quite fun to break it in. And the Cruising is kind of a informal car show. Bring your car. Yeah, right, Rob?
Those are the best, too. I
love those.
You never know what's going to be there, who's going to be there.
I love Cruisins. Yeah, they're my favorite as well. And so they're starting that series this summer and asked me to come again and play music for everyone that's going to show up.
Wow, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
And then June 21st, it's the summer solstice, and you are part of Make Music Middleton at the Stone Horse Green. We just had Mary Rose Eckberg in here. She's Make Music Madison.
Yep.
And she was telling us that this was moving into other cities right around, or other cities just outside of Madison.
Absolutely.
Middleton is one of those.
Right.
Tell us about your participation in the Middleton's version of the Worldwide Music Festival.
This started last year when they were renovating and totally redoing the Stonehurst Green down in the center of Middleton and to make it a family space and public space. They also added a beautiful stage. And so they talked to me about coming, it was last summer, come for Make Music Middleton this year to kind of break it in. So very excited to open that up and have the opportunity to play. It's a gorgeous place, great for music, a lot of fun.
Yeah, and all you have to do is just get off of university.
Yep.
You know, like,
right off university.
You don't know what's back there, right? And
they
did all that work, and you just got to turn left.
Yeah, it's wonderful. They're going to have food, lots of people. Last year I played a show there, probably like 100 people in that area, and it was just wonderful.
Yeah, plus all the shops there, too.
Yep, all the shops. It's great space. Even more beautiful now. Middleton did an amazing, amazing job.
Well, let's hear another song from 2-6 Charlie, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. This next song is an Ian Bowerman song. It's called Find Some Way. What's important to know about this song?
That's not really the title.
No? What's the title?
Well, I play family shows, so it's called The Juice Ain't Worth the Squeeze. So I thought I better change that, because that just wouldn't go over well. So I'm sorry, Ian. He's a great musician in England. I just had to drop that verse and kind of rearrange the song a little bit so I wouldn't get kicked out of family shows, like in Middleton. It's a one-chord blues. I call it one chord and the truth. One-chord blues are probably the hardest songs to play. even though it seems counterintuitive. But this is kind of, you know, turn it up and burst the bass cones kind of song.
All right, Two Sick Charlie live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Sick Charlie on Max Inc. Radio.
Wow, I really like that song. That was a great song. You know, you recently released five new songs you recorded at Blast House Studios here in Madison with producer Landon Arkins. Tell us about this album of music you just released.
Yeah, I'm playing a few of the songs tonight. Can't say enough about Landon Blast House. Just an amazing place to record and just an incredible, incredible producer. He works magic. So decided to pick, the songs are all very different from each other, kind of show a variety, you know, use the songs for marketing as much as anything else. So I want people to hear, you know, kind of the range of what I can do. Pretty much I got, the only thing I haven't done, I play bluegrass, blues. They don't have a lot of country. Zydeco, rockabilly.
Right.
So I like to spread out, you know, when you play to an audience, you know, at a bar or something, there's going to be somebody who likes one type of music and not the other. So I'd like to have a variety, and I like all kinds of music myself, too.
So are you recording originals by you, or are you picking some, like, kind of traditional standards?
I don't do any traditional standards, actually.
Or, I kind guess, of
unknown
what
standards.
What you call them? Yeah. Unknown standards.
Under, huh? Unknown standards and a few originals here and there, yeah. Yeah.
Where can we keep up with your live shows and find 2Sick Charlie online?
Yeah.
What's your online?
I have I have a website. That's 2sickcharlie.com, TOOsickcharlie.com. It's the only one out there. Music on all the major streaming platforms. Facebook, 2Sick Charlie. Instagram, 2Sick Charlie. So, yeah, if you type in Google, there'll be a lot of ways you can find out about shows, listen to music. You know, read my bio again.
I love the bio.
There's like two or three of them.
Yeah.
You know, well, let's get back to live music. With 2Sick Charlie in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, this next song is called Girls I've Never Kissed. Tell me about the Kokomo Kings of Sweden.
Yeah, like I said, I don't pick out traditional music.
The Kokomo Kings of Sweden.
Yeah, they're from...
There's Kokomo Kings from other places, but
no,
these are from Sweden.
I don't think there's Kokomo Kings anywhere else. Most Americans don't know where Kokomo is, but give it to the Swedes. They know. They're an old-time rock and roll band. They like to describe themselves playing Saturday night music or juke joint music, and I heard this song they just did as almost like a demo, and I fell in love with it and said, I got to figure out how to make this work for a cigar box guitar and one-man band, and it kind of fell in place.
Nice. Well, let's hear it. Right. Girls I've Never Kissed, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
You.
about you. I don't care as long as I got you.
The bluesy goodness of Two Sick Charlie on Max Inc. Radio.
The bluesy, juicy goodness.
I like that.
Oh, man. Two Sick Charlie.
I like that.
Now, you may be out of the medical practice, but you're still studying. What's your area of interest that you study?
I kept on one thing. For about 20-plus years, I worked in tobacco cessation and people with in disparate populations. It'd be people with mental illness, people with substance use disorders, and other underrepresented groups who have carry a disproportionate toll of tobacco in this country. So I've continued working with the group that we founded, about 21 years ago, and dabble with that a little bit now.
Wow. And thank you so much for taking the time to come into the studio
thanks
tonight.
Thanks for having me.
And play for us on The Devil's Lair. We really appreciate it. I know we have at least one more song.
Yeah.
And we probably have a couple minutes, so you might think of adding another song. We play till the end of the hour.
I do have a 2-minute song, if you like.
Okay.
It's a Zydeco.
Well, before we get to that, we have another song by Ian Bowerman, and this one's called I Cried For You. Hopefully it's the real title.
Yep, that's the real title.
And tell us a little bit about the song before you play.
You know, I was thinking about what I would say about this one. It's a song I heard, and I said, I got to do it. It's another one of those songs that just kind of connects with you, and you just inside say, I like this. I want to make it work. And so I just went to work on it and made my version.
Nice. It's Two Sick Charlie, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
For you. dollar for every time I cry for you.
Local music live in the Devil's Lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find out more at movetomadison.com. Just amazing job, Tusick. Charlie.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for having me, guys. Really very, very excited to be here and get to play.
Our pleasure. And we'll mention again, you're at the Beer Rock on Madison's North Side coming up April 15th, May 3rd at the Tasting Room in Monona. And you also have a couple other shows coming up May 13th at the Great Dog Deli in Mineral Point, June 3rd at the Farley Center in Verona, and June 11th at Capital Speed Cruising in Marshall, the car place.
And then in July, going to be in West Bend at the 8th Annual Homegrown Music Festival. Very excited about that one.
Oh, wow. Any other festivals this summer?
Jamming at the Porch, kind of a festival at the Mineral Point Historical Society. Very excited to play there.
Wow, that's got to be a pretty cool show.
Oh, it's a great setting.
What other kind of artists are playing down there?
I don't know who else is on the schedule this year. I don't think they've put it out yet, or I've just missed it.
So do you maybe have another song in your bag of tricks there?
How much time?
How much time we have, Rob?
Hey, we have time for another song. Maybe four minutes at the most.
4 minute song.
Yeah, but we can always play out too, whichever way works. You know?
I'd give you a choice. I can play a Zydeco tune on my harmonica, which is different.
Okay.
Or I could play some Medicine Show harmonica from a guy named Peg Leg Sam.
Now that sounds fun.
Who's that been here a while ago? That's the song. You want to do that one?
Oh, nice. Let's
do
hear
it. Yeah, absolutely.
Peg Leg Sam.
He did have a peg leg.
Yeah.
He played with Pink Anderson on Medicine Shows. They played together for decades.
Wow.
So that's how the one creeps to the other. You learn about Pink Anderson, then you learn about Peg Leg Sam. Then you say, I got to play some Peg Leg Sam songs.
I see why it's addicting.
It's very addicting. Like I said, this is called Who's That Been There a While Ago? It's a little tongue-in-cheek song. Been here a while ago. When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? Heard my back door rocking, thought it was a garbage can. One leg in his britches, holding the other one in his hand. When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? Must have been a stranger, never been here before. Broke my bed and shouldn't have had a pallet on my floor. When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? People, they be talking how low a man can be. If I got any children, Lord, they all better look like me. When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? People, they all know me, and they call me Sam. Time I open my front door, I hear my back door slam. When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? He left my back door open, letting in that fresh air.
found him in my alleyway, kneeling down in prayer. When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? Who that been here a while ago? When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? That rascal's still running.
Wow, what an awesome song that was.
Thank you. Hey, your peg legs.
If I have a bunch of kids, they all better look like me.
Yeah, I love that line. That was great. That was great.
When he actually recorded that song, it was you know, old, one of those old live take studios, and you can hear the studio guys laughing throughout the song.
Right?
They're on the floor with it, and they just kept it in the recording, which I thought was great.
Yeah.
Wow. That's an amazing... amazing performance. Thank you so much for coming down tonight.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
To be on Max Inc. Radio. Rob?
Yeah.
We have Max Inc. Heavy coming up at 10 p.m.
Yeah, I can't wait for Max Inc. Heavy. All week I've been waiting to watch you rock out.
And we'll be interviewing a 20-minute mission.
Nice.
From Madison. And remind everybody that you can listen to tonight's show tomorrow night, repeats at 6 p.m. to midnight. And also you can go to Civic Radio, civicmedia.us, and check out our podcast. Just search Max Inc. Radio Show.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else. It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin. Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out, and for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.